In this bulletin, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi detained. More than 2 million Western Australians spend their first of 5 nights in a COVID-19 lockdown. And in the AFL, Western Australia's partial shutdown disrupts the Women's League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has expressed deep concern over the detention of Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the military needs to respect the rule of law and release all civilian leaders detained in an early morning raid. In a statement, Ms. Payne says Australia supports Myanmar and its democratic transition, as well as the lawful resolution of disputes. President Suu Kyi, who has also been detained, achieved enough seats to form government for another 5 years. Labor MP Jim Chalmers says these developments are troubling for Myanmar.
We obviously condemn in the strongest terms any actions in Myanmar which compromise that country's efforts to strengthen the democratic transition that countries like Australia want to see. And clearly and obviously, if the government offers briefings to Penny Wong and others, we'll take up that offer.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has announced the state has recorded no further local coronavirus cases overnight. A hotel worker in the Perth CBD earlier contracted what's believed to be the highly contagious UK variant of coronavirus, triggering a lockdown. Residents of metropolitan Perth, the South West and Peel regions are only allowed out for essential reasons until 6 o'clock on Friday. Mr McGowan says 66 close contacts have been identified and they will remain in quarantine, but he warns the numbers could rise.
In total, 13 close contacts have now tested negative. And of those, 11 high-risk contacts have been moved into hotel quarantine as an extra precaution.
And Tasmania's Premier is asking anyone who has been in high-risk parts of Western Australia since January the 25th to self-isolate. The states and territories are taking precautions in response to the Perth lockdown. Travellers who have been in Western Australia and have arrived in New South Wales over the past week also need to quarantine. While the Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner says he will keep doing whatever it takes to protect the top end.
The Perth case is a reminder of how good our quarantine facility at Alice Springs is. It is without a doubt Australia's gold standard. But this is also a reminder of how quickly things can change. The situation has now happened in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth. We don't want it to happen here.
On Sunday night, South Australia shut its border to Western Australia over fears about the UK strain of coronavirus. Thousands of Australians stranded in Europe have been offered a reprieve, with Emirates reversing its decision to suspend all outbound flights from the United Kingdom. The airline had halted all outbound flights from the UK on Friday after the British government closed its border to passengers from the United Arab Emirates. Australian High Commissioner to the UK, George Brandis, has welcomed the Emirates' decision to reverse the suspension and is urging anyone affected to try to rebook their flights. Almost 40,000 Australians are still stranded overseas. More than 5,000 Russians have been arrested during a second weekend of nationwide protests demanding the release of jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny. At least 1,500 of those were detained in Moscow alone, including Mr. Navalny's wife, with crowds of demonstrators gathering outside the prison where the 44-year-old is being held. He was arrested last month after returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning. Demonstrators say they're not only rallying to support Mr. Navalny, but for freedom and justice in Russia.
I want my daughter to live in a free country. I went out here for her. She's in the 10th school grade. I asked her not to go anywhere. I promised her that I would go to the rally instead of her. I want to live in a normal country so that our rights are respected, and that's all.
Western Australia's partial lockdown is threatening to disrupt the AFLW season, with some forced into self-isolation and ticket sales on hold. Both Fremantle and West Coast teams are under strict lockdowns, while Australia and GWS left Perth on Sunday evening after round one. Adelaide players and coaches who arrived in South Australia are being told to immediately self-isolate for 14 days because of border closures. Let's take a look at Tuesday's weather. Sunny in Perth, 37 degrees. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 25. Much the same for Melbourne, 19. Similar conditions in Hobart, 20. In Canberra, possible morning storm showers for you, 25 degrees. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 22. 25 in Sydney, also rain with a storm. Much the same for Newcastle, 24 degrees. Showers as well in Brisbane, 28 for you. A fine weather in Cairns, 32 degrees. And rain for Darwin, 29. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.